Ve'emosai korin eshma ba'arvin. From what time do we begin to read the Shema in the evening? And the Vilna Gaon points out korim is in the plural. And he says from here each person has to read Kriya Shema himself. This is an exception to the rule that one can listen to someone else and have intention to fulfill his mitzvah of saying it through the other one saying it. Shomea Ka'ona, he says, does not apply to Kriya Shema. And it seems, first of all, from the Shagasari that he argues on this, and he holds that one can fulfill his mitzvah by listening to someone else and having intention, both of them having intention that the second person fulfills his mitzvah. And it seems like there is a machlokas rishonim in this, and the idea why one can't fulfill his responsibility through somebody else over here is because Kriya Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, and that's something a person has to do personally. The Einayim L'Mishpat makes us depend whether Kriya Shema is said out loud or not. If Kriya Shema is said out loud, then we're not afraid that other people are going to think that if I listen to someone else, I'm a Yotze. But if you can't be Yotze to somebody else, then Kriya Shema has to be said low, so no one relies on what somebody else is saying. From the time that the Kohanim, who were Tamei, whether they were Tamei for a 7-day minimum 7-day period, a Zov, it becomes Tamei, and he has to have 7 clean days before he can become Tahor. At the end of those 7 clean days, he goes to the mikveh, and he goes to the mikveh in the daytime. And then he has to wait till sunset, or till the stars come out, to really be fully Tahor Sekri Truma. The next day, he has to bring sacrifices that enable him to once again enter the Beis HaMikdash and eat sacrificial meat, eat karbanos. So he is allowed to eat Truma, though, from the night before, but not at the time he goes to the mikveh during the day of the seventh day, but only after the sun sets and the stars come out, then he's able to eat Truma. That's when the time of Kriya Shema starts, when the stars come out. Ad sofa shmora harishona divrei Rabbi Elazar, till the end of the first watch of the night, and the Gemara will discuss that there are either 3 different watches, 3 different shifts of the night, or 4 shifts that we will learn in subsequent daf, and it's either till the end of the first shift of 4 shifts, which is a quarter of the night, or the end of the first shift of 3 shifts, which is a third of the night. The Chachomim omrim l'chatzos, the Chachomim say till midnight. Rav Gamliel omer ad she'alam ha'shachar. Rav Gamliel says that you can read Kriya Shema all night until dawn. Maise ubo bonavi v'samishta. It happened that Ram Gamliel's children came from a party. Amru lo lo karinu eshma. They said, we haven't yet read Shema. Amru lohem im lo ola muda shachar chayovin atem likros. If it hasn't yet reached dawn, you have to still read Kriya Shema. Velo zu bilvad. Amru. And not only that, even the rabbis who said that you have to read Kriya Shema by midnight, right, they also agreed that you can really read it all night, but they made a fence, a guarding of the Torah, to make sure that you do it, that you have to do it by midnight. Everything the Chachamim said has to be done by midnight. Really, the mitzvah is all night. There are no mitzvahs that end at midnight, per se. The mitzvahs at night are all night till dawn. So why did they say till midnight? Right? And then it gives examples. Now, Hector Chalovim Veivorim, Mitzvosna Shialam Rashachar, sacrificing, burning the parts of a sacrifice that were made in the day that are burnt on the altar at night, the mitzvah is all night. The chol ha'necholim liyom echad mitzvosna shi'alam ha'shachar, any korban that's eaten for one day, so you eat it the day you bring it and the next night. The mitzvah is to eat it all night. In kain loma omru chachom ha'chatzos, if that's the case, why did the rabbi say that you have to stop eating these sacrifices by midnight? to keep you far away from sin, meaning that if you keep pushing it off and pushing it off, the end result will be that the whole night will go by and you won't have eaten these korbanos, you won't have said Kriya Shema and so on. So in order to avoid that, the rabbis made a fence. But really, the mitzvah applies all night. Rashi, kohanim shenitmu, a kohen that was tameh, vitavlu, and they went to the mikveh during the day, either, again, on their seventh day, or a balkeri, who's only tameh for the day that he becomes tameh, also goes to the mikveh in the day, and when the night comes, when the sun sets, he's able to eat truma. The hair of Shimshon, the sun set after they went to the mikveh, the higia itim lechmutra, now they're allowed to eat truma. Ad sofa ashmur arishona, shlish halayla, one third of the night, kinemafarish gemara, as the gemara explains, according to the opinion that there are three shifts in the night. Umishon ve'elech over zman, velo mikri suz man shchiva. According to Rabbi Lezer, once a third of the night is gone, it's not called the time that people go to sleep. And the Torah makes Kriya Shema dependent on the time that people go to sleep. The lo karina be b'shoch b'cha, and that's not called b'shoch b'cha when you go to sleep. Umik mihachi nomi lav zman shchiva. And therefore, before the stars come out, it's also not the time that people go to sleep. L'fichach ha'korei kodem l'chein lo yotzei nechavos. If you read before the stars come out, you don't fulfill your mitzvah. In Cain, lama korei noso v'beis ha'knesses, if that's the case, then why is the custom to daven mariv early and to read Kriya Shema before the stars come out? K'dei lama v'tfila mitov divrei Torah. Rashi says that davening, you can daven already before nightfall, because you can daven already from Plag HaMincha, from an hour and a quarter before sunset, or before the stars come out. That is when it comes to tefillah, which has nothing to do with the time that you go to sleep. But Kriya Shema has nothing to do with day and night per se, but when you go to sleep. And therefore, Kriya Shema has to be said dafka after the stars come out, because that's the time of sleeping. So why do we say Kriya Shema earlier when we daven? They should precede your Shemona Esrei with some words of Torah, but not to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyishma. This is what it says in the Braisa in the Yerushalmi Brachos. And therefore, we have to read it again at night to fulfill the mitzvah. And you can rely on the Kriyishma that you say before you go to sleep to fulfill both purposes. One, to be a protection from danger during the night, and also to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which you haven't yet fulfilled since you said Kriya Shema before the stars came out. Ad she'alamud ha-shachar, she'kol ha-layla kori zman shchiva, because the whole night, Rabbi Gamliel holds, is called the time that people are sleeping. And the difference is, Rabbi Lezer holds that zman shchiva means the time that people are beginning to go to sleep, which is up to the third of the night. And Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim hold that it's the time that people are sleeping, which is all night. And except the rabbis made a fence and said you have to finish by midnight. Hector chalom nevarim shel karbonos shenizrak dam b'yom, a sacrifice that was brought in the daytime, slaughtered, its blood was sprinkled. That's the sacrifice, so the portions of that sacrifice are burnt on the altar all night. As long as these portions are on the altar, they don't become invalid even when it becomes daylight. However, if they are off the altar and daylight comes, then they become invalid and they have to be burnt off the altar. That is what's it called, what the Torah says, "Dichsiv lo yolin laboker." Don't leave them over till the morning. Chalovim shel kol hakorbanos. Chalovim are the fats that all sacrifices; those parts are burnt on the altar. Evarim, the limbs of the sacrifice are not burnt; most of them are eaten, except by an ola, burnt offering. The limbs are also burnt on the altar. Evarim shel ola. All korbanos that are eaten for one day and the following night, nitzvosan, zman achilosan, the mitzvah to eat them is achi alamur ha-shachar, till daylight. That's when they're considered leftover. Don't leave it till morning. The kula mitoda, you know, we learn them all from the korban toda, and once it's left till the morning, you can't eat it anymore, it has to be burnt. In Cain, Lomo Amru Chachon Machatzos, the Kriyashma Vachilas Kachim, Rashi points out that the only time the rabbis made a fence that has to be done before midnight is by Kriyashma and by eating Kachim. But burning the Kachim on the Mizbeach, there they didn't make a fence, and you can do it all night. The rabbis therefore said, you better finish eating the sacrificial meat before midnight, right? And in order that they shouldn't leave it go and end up eating it after daylight also. The Yischaiv Koris, if you eat a korban of Noser, you eat Noser from a sacrifice, something that was left over till the morning, your Chayiv Koris. The chayim b'kriyashma lizaris is ha'adam shalom yomer yeshli od shals ubetoch kein yalamud hashachar va'over lo hazman. Person shouldn't push it off, thinking he has a long time to say kriyashma all night, and then in the end he will forget to say it, and the night will go, and he will not have said kriyashma. So they made a fence. You have to say it by midnight, and that way a person doesn't feel he has a long time, and he says it quickly. The Hector Chalov in the Tanahacha lo amru bo chachon nachatzos. Burning the portions on the altar, there they didn't make a fence. The lo nokat lo hacha ela lo dia shekodavra noig belayla kosher kol alayla. The only reason mentioned is to tell me that something that the mitzvah is at night is a mitzvah all night. Sometimes they made a fence, sometimes not. V'achinami tanan b'perik shen de Megillah kol alayla kosher l'tziris ha'omer l'hector chalov v'evarim. The whole night is kosher for mitzvahs that apply at night. Now, the Rambam and the Tur argue whether the main time of Kriyashma is taka from Tzeis HaKochavim, from when the stars come out, and that which you can read after Chatzos is only b'dieved, and you're called a sinner if you do that, right? Or, as the Tur holds, the Zman is the whole night. We pass from Rav Gamliel, and you're allowed to read according to Rav Gamliel the whole night without any problem. However, you're not allowed to eat or go to sleep before you read Kriyashma. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that according to the Chachamim, if you read Kriyashma after Chatzos, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Even though, min HaTorah, the mitzvah is all night, the rabbis took away the mitzvah after Chatzos in order to make sure that you read it and don't forget. And if you read it later, you don't have the mitzvah, even though that goes against the whole purpose. Now they took away the mitzvah completely from you, but it's there that most times people will read it, and if we let them have the mitzvah after Chatzos, then there'll be many times that people would forget. So, others hold, though, that the Chachamim hold also, that even though you have to read it before Chatzos, but if you read it after Chatzos, you still fulfill the mitzvah, except you are going against a law, a rabbinic law, but you do still have the mitzvah. And Rav Gamliel holds you're allowed to read it after Chatzos, even the Chatchila. The Rambam also argues on Rashi, and he says that even when it came to sacrificing and burning the parts on the altar, they also made a fence, and you had to do that before Chatzos. Okay, Rashi pointed out that we in the shul read Kriyashma before nightfall, but that you don't fulfill the mitzvah with that, and the main mitzvah is Kriyashma Lamita. Tosfos questions that, and he says that Kriyashma Lamita, you only read the first parsha, not all three. And it says in the Gemara that Kriyashma Lamita was instituted to protect from danger, not to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So they answer Rashi either that the first parsha is the one that's from the Torah, and therefore that's the only one that really you have to read to fulfill the mitzvah. And since you read before nightfall, and there are opinions that say that you yotzei then, so the rabbinic mitzvah of the second two parashios you yotzei, and the first one you have to read again. Others say that even Rashi holds you have to read at least the first two parashios. Parashas Tzitzis really doesn't apply at night, we say it anyway because of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore that you already yotzei from before, but the two parshios that have to do with Kriya Shema and are because of Beshoch Becha, there you have to read them again. And others hold you have to read all three. And what Rashi says, you Yotze, with the parsha you read of Kriya Shema Lamita, that's coming to tell me that you don't have to read it twice. That even though you're reading it also as Kriya Shema Lamita, you're also Yotze, the regular mitzvah of Kriya Shema with that too. But for sure you have to read the other two parshias too, so says some of the Achron and Rishon. Some say that since in Shul you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you have to make a bracha on Kriya Shema when you read it again at night. And some say you make a bracha, Asher Kedishon Sof Sivano, Likro Kriya Shema, or Likro Shema. And some say you make the bracha Avas Olam. And some say that there are no brachas of the mitzvah on Kriya Shema, and the brachas we say along with Kriya Shema are really brachas that surround Kriya Shema that are more connected to Tefillah, to Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore you say the brachas when you daven Maariv, and you don't repeat any brachas when you say Kriya Shema again to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And Rabbeinu Tamau argues on Rashi, and he says that you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema with the Kriya Shema you say before nightfall, because just like Tefillah can be said from Plaga Mincha, Kriya Shema can also be said from Plaga Mincha and on. Others question this, that Plaga Mincha is a law of day and night, but Kriya Shema is a law of sleeping, and even if you can say Shemoneh Esrei at a time that's considered night, but it's not a time of sleeping. And therefore, Tosfos says also a different idea, that we paskin not like this Mishnah, but like the other opinions in the Gemara, which we'll get to, that say that the time of Kriya Shema either is not dependent on Zman Shchiva, or that Zman Shchiva is earlier than nightfall, and you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema even before nightfall, and the halacha is like those opinions in the Gemara, and not necessarily like our Mishnah. Okay, now this Maisa with Rav Gamliel's sons, Lechora, how could they not have said Kriya Shema? So the Taz says that they started the party before the Zman of Kriya Shema, which is okay. And then you don't have to stop. And they just got carried away, and by the time they looked up, it was already towards the end of night after Chatzos, before dawn. The Pnei Yehoshua says they already davened in the daytime, while it was daytime, and they were waiting to say Kriya Shema before they go to sleep, but the party extended itself and they didn't go to sleep, so they didn't say Kriya Shema Lamita. And the Pnei Yehoshua says the reason they didn't ask about davening is because they already davened in the early. According to the Taz, that they started early but that didn't necessarily daven, they didn't ask about davening because davening you could make up in Shacharis by davening the second Shemoneh Esrei, but Kriya Shema you can't make up. The Tana starts asking when you read Kriya Shema, but didn't establish that you have to read Kriya Shema. So what is it going on? Where do we know you have to read Kriya Shema that we can ask the question when? The Sumai Shema, the Tani Ba'arvis Bereisha, listening to Shacharis Bereisha. Why does it say the evening Kriya Shema first, say the morning Kriya Shema first? Because when it comes to Tefillah, the morning comes before the evening, just like by sacrifices. So Mara says, Tana Akroakoi. The Tana is referring back to the Pasuk in the Torah, to see, Bishoch Bechov Kumecho, that you have to read Kriya Shema when you lie down and when you get up. The Hachitani, Zman Kriya Shema, the Shiva Amos. Since the Torah mentions first the Kriya Shema when you lie down, so now it says, since it says you have to read Kriya Shema lying down and getting up, when is the time that's called lying down? Bishoch HaKohanim Nichnosim Lecho B'Trumasim. The Ibois, and that is from when the Kohanim come to eat their truma at nightfall. The Ibois Eva Yolif Nibriyasa Shalom. Another reason why it started at night is because that's the way the world was created. The Sivai Erevai Boker Yom Echad. First night, then day. So Mar says, Ihachi, if that's the case, then it's not something specific to Kriya Shema that has to do with going to sleep and getting up. But because the world was created in a way that night preceded day, and therefore we start with the night, if that's the case, in the next Mishnah, B'shachar, Mevorah Shtayim Lefaneh, V'achas Lacharev, in the morning, the Torah, the Mishnah says, you make two brachas before Kriya Shema, one after it, U'be'erev, and in the evening, Mevorah Shtayim Lefaneh, Shtayim Lacharev, you make two brachas before and two after, listening to Arvis Bereisha. sins, we should follow the way the world was created, even though it's not talking about Kriya Shema itself, it's talking about the brachos of Kriya Shema. Here also, the night should follow the day, not the day be first. The night should precede the day, not the day precede. So the Gemara answers, Tana, Pasach Ba'arvis, the Tana started with night, as the Torah starts with night. The Hadar Tanish B'Shachris, then it explained what Kriya Shema is in the daytime. And while it was already dealing with Shachris, Parish Mili de Shachris, it continued to explain all of the laws of Kriya Shema of Shachris, the Hadar Parish Mili, and then it went Mili de Arvis. Then it went back to tell me the laws of Arvis. Rashi, Hechekoi, Mehechek Osolik, the Tanu Bechovas Kriya Shema, She Hischelishol Kanz Mana Kriya. Where did the Tanu get that you have to read Kriya Shema that he now asks when? Akrokoi, Visham Lamet Chovas Akriya. There, we know the Chova of Kriya. The Iboy Say Mohadatani Arden Bereshe, Yolam Ibriyasa Shalolam. The Hadatana Bishachris, Mohemosai Kornishma Bishachris. Let's go on. Omar Mar, Mishosha Kohanim is Lashem Lechem Trumasim. Michti. Kohanim Emas Koachli Truma. When did the Kohanim eat the Truma? Mishas Seisa Kochavim. From the time the stars come out. Listening, Mishas Seisa Kochavim. Why didn't you say simple that you're allowed, you start to say Kriya Shema when the stars come out? Why did you have to say it in such a roundabout way from the time the Kohanim come, and then I have to ascertain that that's when the stars come out, and now I know that Kriya Shema is when the stars come out? Milsag of Urche Kamash Mulan. Why did you tell me something by the way? Kohanim Emas Koachli Betruma Mishas Seisa Kochavim. Wanted to tell me that the Kohanim can eat their truma from when the stars come out. The Hakamashman, what is the Chiddush? The Kapara Lo Ma'akva. They don't have to wait till the next day when they bring their sacrifices, which permits them to eat korbanos and to go into the Beis HaMikdash, but for truma it's enough to have gone to the mikvah and for nightfall to come, and they can already eat truma even though they haven't brought their sacrifices that permit them to go into the Beis HaMikdash and eat korbanos the next day. Tidetanya, Ubo HaShemesh V'Toher, only sunset, meaning nightfall, prevents them from eating truma, but bringing their sacrifices the next day do not prevent them from eating truma. That's called when the sun is completely set and the light of the sun is set and it's dark. That's called bias hashemesh, when the sun goes away, when the sun disappears. I wanted to say, why did the Gemara have to tell me Milsag of Urcha? Why did it have to tell me something roundabout here? I was thinking, because really, this Meseches is the beginning of Seder Zroim. And like we said before, it's very difficult to understand why Seder Zroim, agricultural law, start with Brachos. So we had some ideas. But in order to tie it to agricultural laws and the eating of Truma, which is an agricultural law, the Gemara said that the laws of Kriya Shema connected to an agricultural law of eating truma in order to make it more relevant to Seder Zroim. The Igle Tal says another idea why the Gemara attached this to the eating of truma, to tell us the following. Just like a Kohen who was Tomei, so even though he went to the mikveh, a remnant of his tumma still stays until the day goes away. Similarly, a person read Kriya Shema in the morning, a remnant of that kedusha remains till the day goes away, and that's why you don't have to read Kriya Shema again till it gets nightfall, and then you have to renew that and recharge the batteries with Kriya Shema.